The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at that moment, the sound of your greeting reached my ears. The infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, a woman went to the post office to buy the stamps for the Christmas cards. "What denomination?" asked the clerk. "Oh, good heavens," the woman said. "Have we come to this? Well, give 20 Catholic stamps for me and 20 Baptist stamps for my husband." Yes, my dear friends, today's reading prepares us for the coming feast of Christmas by bringing together the major themes of the first three Sundays of Advent, namely promise, repentance, and joyful transformation. They remind us the mystery of the Incarnation comes to ordinary people living in ordinary lives who have the openness to do God's will and willingness to accept the God's call. Today's reading suggests that we should not celebrate Christmas as just as an occasion for nice feeling. Instead, commemorating Jesus' birth should inspire us to carry out God's word as Mary and Jesus did, in perfect, loving obedience to His will with the cheerful kindness and unselfish generosity that will make us as a true disciples of Christ. After receiving the annunciation that she will conceive and bear a son through the power of the Holy Spirit, Mary decided to go to the far country, and yet Mary undertakes the journey because the news she wants to communicate to her cousin Elizabeth is not the small matter. As soon as Elizabeth sees Mary, the child in the womb of Elizabeth leaps for joy. Such is the power of that child Mary is carrying, that the John the Baptist feels his presence while still in his mother's womb. This is the indication that these children yet unborn are meant for greater things, which upon their birth and growth to the maturity they would accomplish. In the first reading, Micah says that God will make a fresh start by choosing Bethlehem as the birthplace for the future Messiah. The prophet Micah insists that God chooses what is humanly insignificant and unpromising to bring about his own loving purpose. He will restore the order and harmony in the world by practicing and teaching submission to the will of God. And he says, God, here I am. I have come to obey your will. Micah makes a prophecy about the future Messiah. He points to Bethlehem, the city of David, and says that from her will come to the future Messiah. God makes a fresh start by appointing Bethlehem again as the birthplace for the future king. Like the David, the coming ruler stems from the insignificant town of Bethlehem. God prepares the humble and lowly as a starting point up for the realization of his salvific plan. In the second reading, deals with the sacrifice of Christ. The author argues that Christ's sacrifice is superior to the earlier sacrifice because he offered the personal obedience to replace the ritual sacrifice. The sacrifice which Christ offered with his own blood is a sacrifice far superior to the sacrifice of old. The author emphasizes that Christ abolishes the worship set by the law and replaces it with a different type of relationship with God. So, my dear friends, the sacrifice of Christ in which he offers himself has been fully efficacious for our sanctification. It reminds us that the Son of God and Son of Man, Jesus Christ, offered a perfect sacrifice of loving obedience that liberates mankind from sin. In today's Gospel, lays before us the encounter between Mary and the Elizabeth after they become the pregnant through God's power. From the point of this woman, natural conception was almost impossible for them. Therefore, the conception are attained through the power of the Holy Spirit. Mary and Elizabeth, who are protagonists of this heavenly favor, are not actually neighbor but live in cities or many miles far away. The journey covering would be take place at least 3 or 4 days. But for Mary, the distance or hardship involved in the journey are not obstacle in her resolve to meet Elizabeth, who is in a more advanced stage of pregnancy and needs of help. So, my dear friends, the encounter between these two highly favored women is as much dramatic as it is edifying. The Holy Spirit plays a major part in this encounter, for Elizabeth burst out in joyful praise. The working of the Spirit in Elizabeth is so strong that the baby in her womb recognized Mary as the mother of God. Elizabeth initially addressed Mary as the blessed are you among women. So, my dear friends, to be blessed is to receive a special grace from God. Mary is specially blessed because of the child she will bear. She is a special vessel chosen by God's grace. Elizabeth is totally other-centered for everything that she says is about Mary and her highly favored status. So, my dear friends, on this characteristics of this encounter is repeated the theme of joy. Mary, Elizabeth, and the child in her womb are very joyful. Joy is the distinguished mark of the discipleship of Christ. Joy is caused by these salvific events. So, it is through the Holy Spirit that makes the Christian very joyful. As we approach the feast of Christmas in a couple of days, let us take the lesson to our heart. While it is natural to visit friends and loved ones during this season, let us also extend our warm hearts to those who might be lonely, needy, and then sick and elderly, and visit them with the kind words. Even a small gesture can bring immense joy in someone's life. So let us go forth from this celebration of Advent with heart full of grateful joy, ready to welcome the Savior into our lives and share this joy to others in our life. Amen.